This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
You've got this. Go get 'em. This isn't just a nice way to talk to yourself. According to decades of sports psychology research, positive self-talk actually boosts performance, builds mental toughness, and regulates emotions. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today, we learn from top athletes about their secret weapon to success. On the show, we've talked about untangling unhelpful thoughts, like how not to fall into common thinking traps. We've also talked about being compassionate towards ourselves. Now, all of these are great long-term approaches to cultivating a healthy mental space, and we should practice these every day. But what about when we're on the spot right now? Can we use our thoughts in a high-stakes moment to better our performance? For this, we can turn to the sports psychology field for some coaching. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I am not an athlete, but I've always admired athletes for their total focus and ability to perform under pressure. Like when Stephen Curry makes his game-deciding free throw, I imagine that time slows down and everything extraneous is filtered out. But I also wonder, is there anything else going on in his head in that moment? Does he say anything to himself to make that magic happen? Maybe he does. It turns out that positive self-talk is an athlete's secret weapon. A 2020 study of three 800-meter runners found that using positive self-talk consistently made them run faster and feel mentally tougher. They didn't necessarily think that their speed was any different, but their performance spoke for themselves. And it's not just this study from last year. There are already decades of research showing that cheering yourself on has real effects for scoring more points and winning more competitions. So, how to make this work for you, whether or not you're an athlete? Well, positive self-talk is exactly what it sounds like. You literally talk to yourself in a motivating, encouraging, and confidence-boosting way. You might even add some coaching instructions. Like, think of Muhammad Ali and float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Now, whether you're an athlete or a musician or someone who does high-stakes negotiations, like maybe you're in the FBI and you're trying to free hostages, you can try this method for yourself next time you're about to make a tie-breaking serve or give a career-changing presentation or even save some lives. So here's how to put positive self-talk to work for you. Number one is to start early. Positive effects are especially strong when you're a novice. Gigi Fernandez is a retired and celebrated tennis player with 17 Grand Slam doubles titles and 2 Olympic gold medals. Earlier in her career, she and her coach came up with some computerized self-talk exercises to help her redirect her negative self-talk, and this helped her to stay focused and relaxed on the court. But you don't need to be a tennis Hall of Famer to use this performance booster. In fact, a big review of a few dozen self-talk sports studies found that this method was actually more consistently effective for novice and youth athletes than for competition-level athletes. It's not that positive self-talk harmed elite athletes. It just didn't show benefits as often. So it's never too early for you to start. Tip number two, when the task is simple, keep the self-talk simple too. Just tell yourself you can do it. This is where I reassure you that your motivational self-talk doesn't have to be as eloquent as, say, the speech that Coach Herb Brooks, played by Kurt Russell, gives to the U.S. Olympic hockey team in the 2004 film Miracle. I mean, by all means, go watch that clip on YouTube. It's really good and it's going to get you all fired up. But for yourself and your own self-talk, just keep it simple, especially if what you're about to do is a straightforward action with lots of muscle memory behind it, like running a 100-meter dash or throwing a dart. You just have to hype yourself up a little bit. In fact, one of the original self-talk experiments was exactly about throwing darts. In the experiment, researchers simply told people to tell themselves either you can do it or you can't do it before throwing darts. And of course, you can guess which type of self-talk put the darts closer to the bullseye. Now, why does this work? Well, these simple motivational self-talk phrases slightly increase your heart rate, but otherwise reduce sudden changes in your heart rate. This is basically like keying up your body for performance while keeping you steady, exactly what you need for a boost in a performance situation. On the other hand, when the task is complex or new, you should talk yourself through what to do. And that's tip number three. Sometimes it's helpful to get more specific than you can do it. If you're doing something more complicated than throwing a dart or something you've never done before, actually talk yourself through the steps as if you were your own instructional video. In this one study, novice golfers who gave themselves instructional self-talk ended up with superior putting technique compared to when they decided to hype themselves up with motivation. This could be due to their instructional self-talk cueing up a brain activity pattern that's associated with top-down control, which you need when learning something new or doing something complicated.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Now, tip number four is to not wait for your inner voice to start talking by itself. You should actually do it actively. Have you seen these videos of NFL players who have been caught using self-talk on the field? These are great. I highly recommend you look these up. One thing you'll notice about the way they do it is how deliberate they are. They don't just react when something goes well or gets messed up. Instead, they're giving themselves pep talks while warming up, while sitting on the bench, or when they're about to start a down. And there's a really good reason for this. In stressful situations, like when something makes them anxious or angry, athletes' spontaneous self-talk tends to be negative. I mean, that kind of makes sense, right? When you lose a bet or stub your toe or your car runs out of gas and you're still on the highway, when something like that happens, your self-talk is going to tend to be more negative and more self-blaming. And in that moment, that kind of self-talk is not helpful. On the other hand, if the athletes are not waiting for their own automatic reactions, but rather proactively using self-talk, the messages tend to be a lot more positive and motivating. So don't wait for your inner voice to come up with encouragement, because sometimes it won't. It'll wait for a bad moment to give you the opposite of encouragement. Instead, feed it to yourself before your big moment on stage, on the field, or in the conference room. And last but not least, and this is actually my favorite self-talk hack, and this is to talk to yourself in the third person for better emotion regulation. So although I'm not an athlete, I'm definitely someone who talks out loud to herself in the third person. This can sound really silly, especially when I get caught doing it in public. But psychological science supports this practice, so I stand by it too. There's this brain imaging study that's really cool. It showed that when you think about a bad memory or see something really aversive, talking to yourself in the third person activates your self-control brain area less than if you talk in the first person. This means that you need to use less self-control to regulate emotions when you say, "Hey Jade, it's okay, you've got this," as compared to, "I've got this." Does that make sense? So instead of saying, "I can do this, I've got this," you should use your own name and say, for example, "Sarah, you've got this," or "Mike, go get 'em." This effect might be because third-person self-talk creates a slight illusion that you're talking to someone else, which provides just enough psychological distance to make emotion regulation easier. And when it comes to emotion regulation in high-stakes situations, any help we can get is, of course, a good thing. And you would, of course, see what I mean when you also look up golfers breaking their clubs on YouTube. Those are some moments that could have used a little emotion regulation, in my opinion. So, a quick review. Positive self-talk is really good for boosting your performance and regulating your emotions and making you feel better and tougher. And in order to maximize the positive effects of positive self-talk, you should start early, even when you're just a student or novice, when you're just starting out. Make sure to keep the self-talk simple when the task is simple. But then if the task is complex, to walk yourself through the step-by-step instructions. And of course, don't wait for your inner voice to talk to you, because sometimes you may not like what you hear. So instead, do it proactively. Talk to yourself in an encouraging way before you get into big situations. And last but not least, talk to yourself in the third person. Say, insert your own name. "You've got this. You can do it." Make sure you line up your elbows or whatever it is that athletes do. And there you go. Now you're ready to use self-talk to boost your performance, whether you're an athlete or not. Thank you so much for listening. Let's continue the conversation on social media. I would actually love to hear how you talk to yourself, how you encourage yourself. I'm always looking for new ideas. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at QDTSavvyPsych, also at Jade Wu PhD. We can also keep in touch through the Savvy Psychologist newsletter, which is delivered straight to your inbox with updates and psychology tips. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you next week for a happier and healthier mind.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
"I'm okay,"
when the truth is,
"I don't want my problems to burden anyone,"
or you say,
"Hang it in there,"
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat
988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.